The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
To Luke chapter 5. We want to read Luke chapter 5. Verse 17 to 26. You can see this passage also in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. And Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 to 8. All the three synoptic gospels recorded this particular account. It means there are great lessons for us to learn here. One day Jesus was teaching and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately, he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and praised to God and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Somebody is about to see remarkable things.
Amen.
Somebody is about to see remarkable things.
Amen.
Some versions put it differently. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 2. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such a large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. This is why what I wanted. That's why we are reading Mark, because I wanted to know the number of the men. Four. Four. They were four. Some men came. So four men came with a paralyzed man. Four men were carrying him. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it. This is where I want. By digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. Let's end there. Reverend Agbo, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. The man of God is here to visit. You are most welcome. Beloved, I am speaking on the theme, moving barriers into your now. Moving barriers.
We are
moving boundaries. I put barrier seals, maybe obstacles, you can add it in brackets, into your now. Moving boundaries. Breaking barriers, breaking seals, lifting embargoes into your now. Pastor Roger was leading on Friday. I was not here. Because I was around watching my wife. But I was following online. And I heard Pastor Roger leading on breaking boundaries. I had not spoken to him what God has laid on my heart for today. I said, wow.
I see, yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Oh, crong.
You deeper.
Oh, pa.
You are too much.
Oh, pa, 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 pa.
And Pastor Roger led very well.
No, the NMC, pa.
I watched through.
Okay,
then because God has laid on me that this week we should move boundaries. Those of you heard the prophecy. Did you hear the prophecy well? That we should secure our gates. That the things were given to us long time. But we allow the enemy to come in and steal them. I am adding this portion. But now we should secure our gates. It is connected to the message. You see, the theme for our 100 days prayer festival is now is my time. Now is my time. Jesus Christ is our now. Turn to the person by you and say, Jesus is your now. Say, Jesus is your now. Jesus is your now. Tell yourself, Jesus is my now. Our now has existed in Christ since the day we genuinely gave our lives to Jesus. Your now has existed in Christ since the day you genuinely gave your life to Jesus. What do we mean by now? The word now, I mean, what do we mean? The now I am using as a theme is the immediate and sudden display of manifestation of your deepest expectations. The immediate or sudden display of manifestation of your deepest expectations. Everybody has great expectations. I think that was the literature book we use in secondary school, Form 2 Literature, Great Expectations.
Great Expectations.
Great Expectations. Yes. As a covenant child of God, you have every right to assess your now. You have every right to assess your now. I am using the term now to represent certain things that must happen now in your life. Against all delays. Look, there are processes. Many things God wants to do in your life, He may take you through a process. He may like to mature you. He may like to take you through some tests to mature you, to give you experience. But we are talking about, you have gone through the process. It must manifest now.
Now,
Why should God, Jesus, want to heal you? He has to take you through the process. There is no process that you take you through for your healing. No. Healing must be now. But to prepare you for marriage, to prepare you for a position, that may need a process to mature you, to build you. So yes, there are some things that involves process. But not everything involves process. God doesn't need to take you through any process to heal you. Or to give you some blessings, So we need to be very careful how we look at things. So you're now exist in Christ. Jesus is your now. And even though our now exist in Christ, it never comes easily. Assessing your now comes with confronting boundaries, barriers, and limitations. Obstacles and embargoes. So assessing your now comes by moving boundaries, removing barriers, breaking limitations, lifting embargoes. God is the one who does it. But he needs something from you to do it. He needs your permission. He needs your faith. He needs a corresponding action. That is what we saw in this passage. You know, Luke recorded it in a certain way. Mark also recorded this account. Mark said, some men came, and four of them were carrying.
Four.
Matthew also gave a similar account. In this passage in Luke,
chapter 5, verse 17 to
26, we saw certain elements in this passage. Number one, Jesus. Number two, the crowd he was addressing. Number three, the house where the meeting was taking place. Number four, the paralyzed man. Number five, the four friends of the paralyzed man. Number six, the roof of the house, which had to be dug through. Like, maybe it was like this, a slab like this. That they need to dig somebody's house. You know, Jesus Christ was the main focus of the four friends. They said within themselves, I believe, that if only they could get their paralyzed friend to Jesus. They saw Jesus Christ as their all. If only we can get to Jesus. They had no plan B. No. They harnessed all their efforts, their energy, to get their paralyzed friend to Jesus. They were not prepared to compromise at all. They did not yield to distractions. Let me ask you. Who hears first your problems and issues? Who is the first to hear about that challenge, about that problem, about that issue? Who is the first to hear? Your best friend. Your pastor. But even before it comes to your pastor, your best friend has said first. Or your brother, somebody close. Charlie, this thing has just happened to me.
Oh, I didn't to me.
I don't know where these people have consulted. Or who. But in this account, they saw Jesus as their all. But you see, to get to Jesus, there were two major obstacles. There were two major boundaries. There were two major barriers that they needed to conquer. The first one has two kinds. Number one, the crowd. The Bible says that there was nowhere, no way for them to pass their friend through. The place was heavily crowded. So the crowd was a boundary, an obstacle. Then even if they were able to break through the crowd, the tiles at the ceiling of the house, they had to break.
Hi.
These were the two outward boundaries and barriers. But even before you come to the outward boundaries and barriers, there were some internal boundaries and barriers within the people themselves. There were certain internal boundaries, barriers, and obstacles within these four men. What were they? Mental boundaries or barriers or obstacles. Can this be possible? Mental barriers. Do you know the reason why many of us are not assessing our now? Your head. Your mindset. The kind of thoughts you have about that situation. Mental boundaries. These people, they had to break that because in their mind, look at the crowd. How are we going to get our friend through? That alone could have limited them. You know, I have pastoral work, eh?
I see as of Juma.
Until you are a pastor,
and copy himself, you are sofo.
You won't know what it is.
Because
even when you are told, you will not understand it. It was like Jesus hanging on the cross. The pain he was going through, he can't explain it. So I've been telling pastors when they are coming and they are complaining about the way the congregation, I say, my brother, get closer to God and pray more. Because your people will not understand.
Now,
you see, It is an office that when you enter there.
And
how many of them will ever be pastored before they die? Even associate. It is until you become a senior pastor. I didn't like my senior pastor. The other day he was here, I said, where is that? I say it to him.
Look, I see Papa now being powerful.
Sometimes I want to fight him.
Even though
he's a tough man, you can't
fight him. No, or your brandy, they want to be new.
But at least your mind will tell you where you will hit, and then you will give up.
I see. I cry. Why you make a job, baby? I will be born. I will be can. I will be born. I will be born with him.
But you know something.
Now only baby.
Until I took over.
Became
the pastor of my own.
I
went back to him.
And I said,
Papa, let me tell you, when I was here, sometimes I want to fight you. But Papa, pray for me.
Hey!
Hey! It's not easy.
Enough from crow.
During our late deacon's funeral, one of our brothers, brethren here, who has left, he's now a pastor, he has been ordained, he went to our Bible school and all that. When he came to me at the office. He used to be our youth leader here. I'm talking about, what's the name, Kra? This one I can say. Eh? Elvin. Every was so charismatic, so charismatic.
And
he came to my office.
He said, Papa.
I said, Papa.
Hey.
Is that what it is to be a pastor?
Yeah.
Hey. Even when you are associate, you don't need
anything.
The moment you are the one standing there as the leader, the head. In my office.
Oh, no, office.
See, that's why we need prayer. I'm telling you. You can't understand us.
What you mean to your master?
It's because that place there.
If you say, be a honor.
Until you enter there.
I'm copying so we raho.
Why am I saying this?
I don't know.
Sometime in the night, we don't sleep.
We
talk about people whose marriages are delayed, about people whose childbirth is delayed, about this. What do we do? What programs we organize? About people whose marriages are struggling. Then we will pray. But when we started meeting people, situations started coming. For which you have to talk with somebody. And the person begin to spill out what is in his head. Then you will know why that problem is still there. Look, check your mind. Your belief system. I'm telling you. The first barrier these people had to conquer was mental barrier.
Then,
number two boundary. Number two, boundary. Emotional boundary. Fear within. Emotional.
Hey.
Won't these people fight us? If you want to force our way, won't they fight us? Number three, their belief system. How sure were they? That their faith or belief in Jesus for sending their friend to him will work. How sure were they that their expectation will be met? What about if it does not work? What is your belief system? How is your belief system like? Number 4, tradition of men. People's opinion.
Hey,
what will people say?
Then
what What have people said about this situation? What have you heard about what you are going through? What are some of the things people have heard? I have said about what you are going through.
Hey,
they say when this thing happened to you, they say it's going to go like this. It will end like this. So tradition of men is limiting you. What you have heard people say about that situation. My uncle went through this. My sister went through this. My friend went through this. Hey, what happened? Look, that's why I've realized that as you are seated there,
look,
there are some secret, some things you are going through, eh? You can't tell anybody. I'm telling you, there are some things you are going through. Mental tortures, emotional traumas, some of the things your husband are doing to you. Some of you, the things your wives are doing to you. Somebody might have received a slap from the wife before coming to church.
But
he can't say it.
And I saw Timika.
Because Merimansu.
Merimansu.
Merimansu. He has received a slap.
And so Yabo Asum.
But who are you going to say, Charlie, my wife gave me a slap?
Who go catch him and say, hey, me bo masubia.
Do you know why you can't say?
Because
you don't know the answer you are going to receive. Your wife slapped you and you are. My God. You a man. Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, what did you hear?
You say what, your wife slapped you.
Oh,
and you are still gentle like this. That your wife?
Say, oh, you didn't know.
Another person will say, ah.
Obisubeka say, ah.
So your husband is doing this to you. And you don't know what to do. Another person. And this thing happened.
Now we see here.
Hey, and you are here.
And I waha.
So because you don't know the answers you are going to receive.
And I'm saying, look,
that's why people are not talking. I was telling my wife.
So now
I say, I am going to all the pastors. I don't know who is listening to me. Facebook.
I see Facebook.
Anytime you get opportunity to stand before people.
To
teach or to preach,
be
careful the words that are coming from your mouth. Because the people seated there listening to you, they have issues that they can't tell anybody. Some are crying the whole night. Some are crying within. I was telling the lady pastor.
No catch us off over.
Gladys, when we stand before people,
or
when anybody comes to you, and is telling you something,
no, the problem whatever,
let's be careful.
Yeah, yeah,
because people are going through things. Tradition of men. They had to break through that. So they had to break through first. Internal boundaries. Which I've just mentioned. Mental boundaries. And barriers and limitations and obstacles. Emotional boundaries. Barriers, limitations and whatever. Their belief system and tradition of men. They had to overcome all this. And then they resolve. After they push all these things aside, they resolve. That look, this man Jesus, he's our all.
We
will get his attention today. Whatever it will take. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Again in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 from verse 24 to 34. The Bible says, she thought. Other verse, she said to herself, if only I touched, there was a crowd around her. She had to resolve that Jesus is my all. You know, do you know why many of you, Jesus is not your all? You have plan B. You have plan C. You have plan D. You have many plans. So as you are trying them, when all have failed, that's when now you see that challenge. Nobody else.
Jesus.
Why do you waste such time?
I don't always say summary way.
And not turning to Jesus just immediately. The resolve for the woman. The resolve to break through the boundary of the crowd. The resolve to break through the boundary of courtesy of the house owner. What would the house owner say?
And then if you run back,
somebody's house. Like this. Somebody comes and then Jesus was here. Like every place with the car park is full. All round. People are standing by the window. There is no way. And then they will force. Climb to the top. I'm not only climbing. Now they are going to get, what we used to dig? Is it pickers?
Pickers.
Bah!
And chisel.
Or chisel.
They will use chisel and hammer.
Bah! What is the house owner going to say?
And then the fear of Rebecca.
They had to resolve to overcome that courtesy.
And so much to me, Iba and Okurubaka said, as I do say this.
They had to resolve to overcome the consequences.
And once you saw something, I saw much to me, I saw, where did they ever see me? I ever film.
They had to break the boundary of the ceiling.
And so Mububu.
And they also had to lower their friend to where Jesus was standing. And do you know the three qualities that led to the actions? Do you know the three qualities? Determination. They were determined. Number one. Two. Their faith was focused. The focus of their faith was on one person, the person of Jesus Christ. And number three, perseverance. They persevered. See, we are not giving up.
Oh, yeah, Maya Bemu Muda.
We are not giving up. Let's look at Jesus' reaction. In verse 20, the Bible says that Jesus saw their faith. Do you know that faith can be seen? Do you know how faith is seen? Faith is seen through its actions. Faith is an active word. Faith is action. Because you are faith. Because you believe. That is why you are taking these steps. Look, your faith can be seen in your action. Jesus saw their faith. How did he see their faith? The crowd they had to break through. Jesus could imagine their internal boundary that they had to overcome. Mental boundaries. Emotional boundaries. Their belief systems. People's opinion. Tradition of men. And then Jesus could just imagine the crowd. Then after that, Jesus was just imagining the silly. that they need to dig to. Do you know, you have not come to a place of desperation. When you come to a place of desperation, look, there are some levels of desperation that are needed for you to get something from God.
Look at
Hannah. Look at what do you call Jacob. In Genesis 32, when he was on his way to meet his brother Esau,
and he had to
send his family divided in two, send them across.
And
when an angel came,
now what for
you know? And then there was a wrestling. Look at the desperation of Jacob. If you don't bless me, I will not let you. Look at the desperation of the woman with the issue of blood. It is not just desperation. We should not be desperate in life. But there are positive desperations where our focus is on something.
And
this thing must happen now. Jesus saw their faith by the demonstration of their actions. Secondly, Jesus addressed the one thing. In that verse 20, there are two things there. Jesus saw their faith through their actions, and then Jesus addressed the one thing. Beloved, there are some things the Holy Spirit wants to get to us here in this one thing. From now, the message is on one thing.
Say one thing
needed to be tackled. Jesus identified the one thing that was needed to be tackled. The one thing. And what was the one thing? In the life of this paralyzed man, the one thing was sin. Sin. Jesus said, friend.
Jesus can say, Adamfo.
Another person, either Mark or Matthew, says, son.
Now, Matthew and Mark, Jesus can say, oh, Babema.
Your sin.
Oh, Bunny.
I forgive.
Edi Acheo.
Your sins.
Oh, Bunny.
I forgive.
Edi Acheo.
That means that this person is not a believer.
Now, Jesus says, Onye Ojidini.
He's not born again. That was why the issue of sin had to be addressed first. And after addressing the sin, of course, the Pharisees who were around were, who is this man to forgive sin? You know
all that. Then
Jesus just gave a command, get
up,
pick your mat,
sorry,
and go home. In verse
24,
and in verse 25, the Bible says, immediately.
Some
verses say, suddenly.
Some
verses say, momentarily. Let's clap for him. Clap for him, this interpretation. Immediately.
I see a wha.
Momentarily, suddenly.
The
man picked up his mat and then went home. Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Verse 26, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. That word remarkable, other version says, we have seen wonders.
Yehu anwadie.
Another version says, we have seen strange happenings.
Adie yehu bida.
Another version says, we have seen uncountable things.
Adie yetimi kinkain.
Another version says, we have seen incredible.
Jese, eye wanwa broso.
Marvelous things.
Eye wanwa broso.
Beloved.
Adofunum.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Christo.
Address the one thing.
Okasafa hon, adiba akono hon.
Let me tell you,
Mami Kanchiro,
Jesus Christ is the surest, the shortest, and the quickest way
to getting
the best of God
and
the best of anything in
life.
Somebody should write this down.
Jesus
Christ is the surest,
Yesu ni, ni aya,
the shortest,
ni aya, tiawa,
and the quickest way
to
getting the best of God and the best of anything in life. I want to say it again. Jesus Christ is the surest, the shortest, and the quickest way to getting the best of God and the best of anything in life.
Look,
this is loaded.
Wait, in some Bible,
it looks so simple.
Now, who say it's your way?
But it is not all that simple.
Eh, sir. Now, who say it's your way, sir?
I believe some of you.
I didn't say you be.
I re-examine this scripture, and you say, "But I am in Jesus."
Now, I have to say, and I say, "Me wo Yesu."
Why is it taking me too long?
I don't have family meeting.
If Jesus is the surest way,
now yes,
the shortest way, why is it taking me so long?
I don't have family meeting.
There are other factors. Why is Jesus the surest?
I don't know. Yes,
the shortest and the quickest way to getting the best of God and the best of anything in life. Why? Listen to the answer. The answer is because only Jesus knows and has the power of that one thing. Of that one thing. My brother, my sister, there is that one thing in your life. One thing. For you to overcome that challenge. One thing. To get that breakthrough. One thing. And who has that one thing? For that marital problem to be solved. One thing. For your husband to change. One thing. For your wife to change. One thing. For your son or daughter to change. One thing. Only Jesus has the key. He knows. And he has the key. That was why in the life of this man, Jesus first, after identifying their faith, commending their faith, he went straight to that one thing. He said, your sins are forgiven you. Immediately Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. The power behind that sickness, the power behind that challenge, they all disappeared. And Jesus said, get
up.
Pick your mat. Jesus didn't lay hands.
One train is on his soul.
After tackling that one thing,
oh, to see there, but
there was no effort again.
Not more than be any of you.
What is your one thing?
I don't know what you're back on.
I don't know your one thing.
Only what you're back on.
There is one thing. That one thing in your life. There is that one thing. Only Jesus.
Yes, super.
Knows.
I know him.
And has the key
to unlock
that one thing, to address that one thing. The problem is one thing. The things God has passed me through before I am here. First, God had to deal with my mind. I have a kind of mind, eh? God had to scatter all my philosophy. That is why up to today, those of you who were close to me, with me, I thank God for your life. It's not easy to work with me. Because there are some things that sometimes you want action to be taken. Pastor has brought this good idea. But why is pastor not acting? Pastor, let's act. Pastor, let's do this. Pastor. I am quiet.
No,
do you know why? I have acted quickly like that many times before. But the troubles it has landed me into. So now I'm afraid. I'm telling you, those who work close to me, it's not easy. Because me myself, I don't understand myself. Oh, pastor, like this time. Because I have acted like that before.
Why, yes, I'm paying.
And God had to scatter my mindset. Look, I'm a thinker. And especially when I sat under Professor Ravi Zacharia, one of the greatest apologists in the world, and L.T. Jayachandra. L.T. Jayachandra. These are the greatest apologies in the world. I sat under them. They impart me how to defend the gospel. How to grab people. How to grab people's mind. How to twist, how to change people's mind. Sometimes when I look at some of our apologies, I laugh at them. You don't do apology by starting to attack. Jesus used the principle of from known to heart and known. John chapter
4.
The woman at the well of Samaria. Jesus started from known to what? And no, he started with water. Ordinary water. What is that one thing in your life? Like I said, some of you, is the way you think. Some of you, is the way you talk. I'm telling you. What is that one thing? In Mark chapter 10, verse 21 to 22, Jesus addressed a one thing in a young man. A young man went to Jesus and said, All this I've done. What else should I do? Then Jesus looked at him and laughed. One thing you lack, he said, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. 22. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Let me tell you. There's a prayer we are going to pray right now. We are going to say, God, show me that one thing. Many of you will fail. I'm telling you, because that one thing will hurt you. Some of you, the one thing God will tell you that separate yourself from somebody right now. Send a message. A text message and tell the person that from today, you and I, we break. You will fail. But we are going to pray it anyway. But many will fail. You are saying, God, show me that one thing. You will fail. That one thing. I don't know. I don't want to know. Because my head is too small. Look, it's not good to be knowing people's problems.
So.
Let me tell you, anybody's problem you have known, you are responsible. God is going to ask you, what did you do about it? So you don't hear people's problem and go and gossip. No. The moment you get somebody come to tell you something.
My marriage,
my sister, so,
hey,
you have been given a responsibility. God is going to ask you, what did you do about it? Some of us, we only gossip about people's
problems.
Another thing, one thing. Luke chapter 10, verse
42.
But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better. You know, one time Jesus visited Mary and Martha, and then Martha was busy cooking. But Mary was sitting by Jesus listening. And then Martha came to Jesus and said, why don't you allow my sister to come and help me to prepare
this?
A few things are needed. Or indeed, only one. In fact, when you read the page, say, Martha, you are worried about many things. Then Mary has chosen what is better. And it will not be taken away from
her.
But few things, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things.
Oh, how
many things?
But
few. What lessons do we learn from all this? What lessons do we learn before we pray? In this passage of the paralyzed man, at the end of it, everybody saw a remarkable happening. An incredible happening. A wonderful, a strange happening. Number one, lesson there. Every challenge, every difficult situation we face reveals a dimension of God to us. Take that serious. Every challenge or difficult situation we face,
our
children of God, reveals a dimension of God to us. Whether it is in your marriage, with your husband, with your wife, with your colleague, with your finances, every challenge or difficult situation that God allows to come our way reveals a dimension of God to us. Look at what Job said in Job chapter 19, verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, you will stand on the earth. Verse 26. After my flesh, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. Yet in my flesh, I will see God. I said somebody should hear this well. That problem you are having now.
Now, how now one is this here now?
Are you people here? Mrs. Secha, did you also travel to Kumasi? You didn't travel? Okay. You are here, eh? You are here with us. Okay. Is everybody here?
Obia waha.
Okay. Is everybody here?
Obia waha.
Fine. Listen to me.
Munti yourself away.
Where there is a problem.
Maybe oha obia no.
That's where Jesus is.
Honor Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Okachiro.
Where there is a problem,
baby, or how, what,
that is where the specialist, the expert that handles that problem is also standing there. But you know, the reason why problems are swallowing us, the devil has taken our minds off to the expert.
And
rather focus our mind on the problem. How is this going to end? The shame it is going to bring. The disgrace is going to bring. The so and so is going to bring. So our minds are off the aspect. Our minds are focused on the issue. Instead of focusing your mind on Jesus. Because there is something he wants to reveal to you. There is a dimension of God. Look, Let me tell you, I am reading a book about the names of God. Look, God will allow something to happen, so that you will give him a name. You will give him a name. What happened before Abraham was calling God Jehovah Jireh? The God who provides. He said, go and sacrifice Isaac.
Look,
it's a rocky place. Rock. But as he had obeyed, tied Isaac, put him on the altar. Took the knife. He heard the voice. Abraham, Abraham.
Abraham, Abraham.
Touch not. Now I know. Stand there and watch. As Abraham turned, there was a shrub, a tree.
Na edue bi
with what? A lamp.
And it tied on it.
How did that happen? That thing was not there when he got there.
It wasn't there.
I've been there twice in Israel. Abraham had no option that to say Jehovah.
Jehovah,
God the provider, God the supplier. Let me tell you, if you take this statement very carefully, your BP will go. Many people's blood pressure, it will be soft today.
Your blood pressure is
280, 275,
across 190 something,
184, 160 something. Let me tell you, it will start going down to 130. It will come to 130 before you leave here. If you focus on this, that every challenge, difficult situation we face reveals a dimension of God to us. It is only in this situation that I'm going to show myself to my son, to my daughter. But it's because most of the time our minds are off. The devil is able to take our minds off. If these four men have not carried their friend, have not gone through this, would they say today we have seen a remarkable thing? Will everybody there see a remarkable thing? Even the owner of the house, he forgot that his roof has been broken. The miracle has wiped away. Even his was no longer. God is going to do something in your life. Listen to me. That problem is not to destroy you. It will never bring shame. It is going to end in glory. I say it is going to end in glory. That delay in your life is going to end in glory. In a remarkable testimony. Number two. Every challenge or difficulties you face in life reveals our level in faith and maturity. I'm telling you, God brings situation to reveal our level. So that you can mature us. The way we talk. The way we get angry. The way we handle ourselves. Okay, I see.
Oh, man.
I see. Look, the Israelite. God didn't plan that the Israelites should go through the 40 years in the desert.
Look,
he was trying to reveal his nature to them. His ability. What he could do. So sometimes he will get them to a place where there is no water. Instead of them praising God. Lord, we are here. We know you can provide water. They will pick stones. Say, Moses. Moses. You again. You. They will start looking for stones. They want to stone Moses.
Moses.
Then God will tell Moses what to do to provide water. After that, you know, they have failed.
So
God will give them minus. They will take them to another place. There, there is water. But the water is bitter.
Ah!
Oh! Moses again! They fail. Minus. That was why they had to go through. God has never programmed how many years you stay in that program. He has never programmed. It is you are programmed it yourself. What are you learning? You are not learning anything. You are just complaining. So God will relax. He will take it away small. Then it will come back. Until you pass. Do you know something? Sometimes when I see this young man jumping up and down because some little grace and a drop of anointing comes on them, and when they hold the mic, things are happening. They think they have arrived. They want to be independent. Pastor is not giving us chance. So. Then they break away. They influence some people. I
love.
We've all gone through it. Do you know when you are building? When you feel. When you are laying foundation. After feeling. Do you cast the concrete?
No.
After feeling, do you cast the concrete?
No.
You don't cast the concrete.
You press.
You hit it. You press. Look. You water it. It will soak down. You fill it again. Then you press. But they, when the anointing is stirring you, it's a feeling. Oh. After they break away, and then the heat things start to come for the thing to settle. Hey. That's why you see frustration. That's why you see frustration. Somebody has cursed
me.
Look, I thank God so much. Eh? I thank God that God has not made any human being chief executive of his kingdom. But himself. You go through it. You go through it. Don't jump. The queue. Somebody called me yesterday and was telling me something about somebody. I said, don't talk to me about that person. Don't talk to me about that person. Say, Pastor, why are you? I said, no, I don't hate. If the person wants to talk, but don't. We don't hate people. A man of God came to me and was asking
me,
I don't think we have a future. I said, he's a pastor, I'm 40 years. I don't think we have a future. After some of you people are off, because we are rushing.
I see a prepare home.
The way you people have allowed God to build you, we are just rushing. I said, then allow God to build. The third thing that your challenges bring to you. Your challenges positions or qualifies us or you to become a reference point. Today we refer to Job. Today we say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Elijah. Today when we are praying, we say, as you did for Hannah, as you did for this person, those people have become our reference point. But that time when they were facing it, you have no idea what it was to them. But God, they stood. They have become our reference point. In the same way, God wants you to become a reference point. Do you know that people are coming around and taking pictures? One day we were in the office. When I saw three cars outside there, and they came out, and they put this thing there, they were taking so. I asked Francis. I called Francis. I said, What are they? Then is the pastor there?
I said, yes.
I said,
Annie.
They came. Six of them. Came with three cars. When they entered, the first, after I said, sit down. One of them knelt down.
I said, Papa,
lay hands on us.
I said,
what's the problem?
He said,
he said, Papa, this thing you have done here,
nah, dear, why you, are, hey?
You have done this project among
why
these
you
people
you
here.
How
did you do it? Even some of us, our churches are located. One said my church is down Soma. One said Spinter's Road. Another one
said Airport.
I can't do this thing. That is why I brought my friend to come and see. Please, can we go round? I asked Francis, I said, take them round. They came down here. Do you know? They started sowing seeds. To me, not for the church. I'm telling you. They started sowing seeds. Somebody brought $100. Another person brought 100 euros. Another person brought 1,000
seeds.
Because I have become hot.
A reference point.
May God make you a reference point.
Amen.
I said, may God make you a reference
Amen.
Point.
Amen.
Look, Mama Grace, who is sitting here? This woman.
Yeah, Mama Grace, what is here?
You don't know how I respect her.
Her
brother was the first pastor of this church. Her brother started this church. The things she has gone through. You see her always smiling. Sometimes when married, when people come, I mention her.
There is one
of our mothers called Mama Grace.
Yeah, mommy, Mama Grace.
I will direct you to her.
And
her mother also. Her mother, the old lady.
The
same.
At the corner.
Come. In all challenges.
I can't see a
they have become reference points. Thank God that she's a Sunday school teacher. Every class. Sad people, when they stand there, they are teaching you.
Please.
When anybody is teaching you or preaching, ask the person, what have you gone through in life?
Now,
anybody who has not gone through anything and standing there with the mic, just look, is that gymnastic? They don't know anything. Don't mind them. Their words don't land. They are only churning out mental. Their mental arguments, they have not experienced anything. Because, look, before Jesus will say, this is my only beloved son or begotten son. Hear ye him. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 37. Who can speak? And having done, if the Lord has not commanded it, everything I'm speaking right now, it will only work if I've gone through it. If I've experienced what I am preaching, heaven will be saying, Amen. 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 And it will be changing people's lives. People are just changing words because they can talk. Because anybody can preach. They take the mic. They haven't gone through anything in life. Do you know it is vapor? It is just vapor or smoke. It doesn't change anybody's life. Please, what the person you are listening to? Find out what has this person gone through before you give people attention. I'm telling you. Otherwise, just pick the sweet words. Pick them. Because they are good words of course. Let them inspire you. But don't follow the person. Anybody you follow, find now what the person are going to do.
Like.
Don't submit your life to anybody who hasn't gone through anything. Rise up with me right
sorry,
now. Say, oh Lord, let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. That one thing in my life. Lord, let me know that one thing. Help me to know that one thing. Address the one thing, the one thing. The one thing, the one thing, the one thing, the one thing.
Yes, oh Lord, let me know that one thing, that one thing, that one thing, that one thing, that one thing.
Help me,
I want to know. 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 Oh Lord, I want to know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Lord, to know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
That one thing. Let me know
that one thing.
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 Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Let me know. 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 Let me know.
I want to know the one thing.
I want to know the one
thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing.
I want to know the one thing.
Lord, I want to know the one thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing. Lord, I want to know the one thing.
Lord, I want to know the one thing.
I don't know how many people have really heard me say this. Professor Anthony D'Souza.
Anthony D'Souza.
You can go online. There are many people called Anthony D'Souza, but the Anthony D'Souza who was the vice chancellor of the University of Bombay in India. I don't know whether you have heard me tell your story.
What can?
By 30 years, 30 something, you was a professor.
Ben Fisher, there's some baby no know or your kunini.
Break India.
Oh, yeah,
an Anglican bishop. Married with two sons. The wife was a doctor. But at 45, he realized that, my life is too slow. Even my children, people have lectured.
Whose
PhDs have supervised. He took me to his hotel. And lay hands on me.
And then he said to me, so.
Oh, people impacted me.
Do
you know what he said? He told the wife. I've forgotten the wife's name.
He said, no,
I want to resign. I want to seek God. I must know something. Why is my life too slow?
I don't know my brother. No.
Honey, if I don't do this, we will not end well.
And
the wife said, okay.
He didn't say, okay, my jatum.
He resigned.
I know, Judge, man.
Just to pray.
Some
days he fasted.
Year
one.
I fear the kind.
Nothing.
PNC.
Year two.
Nothing. PNC.
Year three. Nothing.
PNC.
Year four.
Nothing. PNC.
Year five.
Nothing.
PNC. Year six.
Nothing. PNC.
If you are standing here, supposing he came to say that to the church.
Now, but can't
you know the thing you will start hearing? People will start telling the wife, are you sure your husband's mind is sound? Are you sure this man has a sound mind? How 6 years you say you are waiting? 6 years, no work? Is this man sound? Look, let me tell you. It is not many things that makes you in life. It's only one thing. Only one door will open. And do you know your problem?
Now only more how?
It's also just one thing.
And you see, I never cope.
The moment you identify just that one thing.
Now who said I never cope?
One thing.
I never cope.
But that one thing.
Now say I never cope. So
is the problem of many of us.
You move a brilliant how? No, no.
Only God has the key to it.
Now me no one who safua.
Year 7.
In Vien Song.
Nothing happened.
PNC.
Year 8.
And what three?
Nothing happened.
PNC.
At year 8. The wife began to honey.
Nah,
are you sure God hasn't spoken? God speaks to me. I know how He speaks to me. When He has spoken, I will know honey.
So,
I know you are trying. God will speak.
Honey,
I don't know. God will speak. Even if it's 40 years, He will speak.
I think
we should understand the wife.
Year 9, nothing.
January, nothing. February, nothing. March, nothing. April, nothing. May, nothing. June, nothing. July, nothing. August, nothing. September, nothing. October, nothing. November, nothing. December, first week, nothing. Second week, nothing. Third week, nothing. Last week in December. Sunday, nothing. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, nothing. Thursday, nothing. Friday, nothing.
Maybe that.
Saturday.
Maybe that.
The last day.
And then that on.
30 minutes. To 12 midnight.
Not on the summer, but no, no, no.
Elijah just entered his room.
And I
heard the voice.
Anthony.
Hear me.
See me.
Congratulations.
Why are there?
Check this one.
Your way, any kind.
That one you didn't tell us.
And then one can't say.
Two.
Three. Me answer.
Four.
And nine.
That was all.
And one, no, no.
And you know,
now new
January, February, March,
Busume
the third month after that encounter.
He
had a call from United Nations headquarters.
Are
you Professor Anthony D'Souza?
Professor. No,
your name has come up
within MPA
for you to be appointed as a consultant, United Nations consultant, world consultant of social welfare and Gladys? Consultant in the economic and social welfare, something. Develop leadership, develop. And then they say, can you come to New York?
Now, what's my New York?
3 days after he had a call.
Now me say to your senior friend
from the World Bank.
If we are seeing you now, Sika Krabia.
Your name has come up.
Oh, we need a PA.
For us to make you a consultant.
Say, yeah, ma, yeah,
can
you be a me?
The next week,
you know,
a call came.
A friend
from ILO, International
Labor Organization.
As at the time he was speaking.
Now, Edu Bra no only make us know.
When he told us how much he makes in a month.
Now, okay,
say, welcome. Go, Anthony. This is, he has written books, big like the Bible, developing leadership. Most of these leadership experts, he coached them.
Nah, sir, Anthony D'Souza.
I have some of his books
in my life.
Anthony D'Souza.
Anthony D'Souza.
This thing changed my life.
Now, wait, as is my brother.
People are running.
Wasting
time, wasting energy. They will go to this country thinking that their destiny is there. Things are not good. They move to this place. Why don't you just wait on the Lord for that one thing? One thing.
Do you know
why I'm still here in deliverance? When I was brought here, I went back to see the Reverend Don Todd, the late and I
said,
you people are wicked. Why do you send me to that dirty place?
Pinop Kaneshi.
Then they spoke to me. What God told them. They were praying and my name came up.
So they like go and build.
You
have the word.
Oh, Asem no.
You have prayer.
Oh, and
the spirit. You will make it.
Obeye ye.
Each of them spoke something to me. I came and told Gladys.
We
started going to Legon
Botanica.
Even though they have suckers, I saw a security man there.
He said,
oh, I know you.
I said, oh, security.
That was when God spoke. Go and build me an army. I am sending you there. I am here because God said, be here. And God told me five things. Number one, don't stay in this area. Because the former pastor stayed around. And the powers of the area located in
Israel.
You don't make your residence here. Number two, don't complain your problems to anybody. Don't go around.
Tell
people, number three, don't just invite anybody to come and preach. Number four, don't pick any book to preach from any book because you have studied so much. Wait on me and I'll give you the message. And what was the fourth, the other one? God told me first four things and then he added one. He said, stop going round.
I see that so ching.
Don't go round.
Ching.
Don't go round.
Ching.
That's what is holding me here.
And then I suck it at me.
I am here because of the one thing.
Oh, I know my dear about opening tea.
Dela, be
Dela, Wahaya.
The other thing is that don't talk.
Men, Kasa.
Don't talk about your problem.
Oh, how men can want some.
Don't beg people.
Men, Srenko for.
It was only recently I had a certain problem and I called three people. Can you
I
help
see,
me?
Now,
for 20-something years I've been there. I don't know who I've called for help.
Now,
it doesn't mean that I have. Oh.
Answer,
oh. God said, don't.
Pray
and I will touch them. They will bring.
Bon,
say, Lord,
Lord,
please, that one thing.
That's
what is the one thing in my life?
Well,
Lord, please, what is the one thing?
Lord,
please, Lord, what is the one thing? What is that one thing, Lord? Please help me today. What is the one thing?
What is the one thing?
What is the one thing? What is the one thing, Lord?
What is the one thing, Lord? What is the one thing? One thing, O Lord, give me, O Lord, give me that one thing, O Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you know the list I have of pastors who want to preach every Sunday, if you know the calls I receive, God said, don't just bring anybody. But Lord, forgive me. That one I've broken. I've brought some people who I have to bow under pressure. Because I don't want to be looked like.
On best of men say,
I don't like people. So under pressure, that one I've broken it.
And
I've broken it. Some people, so when am I coming? When are you coming?
Come, please. Oh, Debra.
Some too, they will be there. They haven't asked, I will just look for their number. Can you say, I should come and pray. I say, yes.
I'm going to say, bra.
And when they come,
say, Lord,
that one thing.
That one thing
I should check in my life.
That I should check in my life.
And that one thing.
That one thing
that I need to do.
that I need to do
for my problem to be solved,
for my problem to be solved,
for my breakthrough to come,
for my breakthrough to
come. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
show me that one.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one
thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing.
Show me that
one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing. Show me that one thing.
Show me
le masolo bayanda, that one thing, Lord. Kabandele akama. Amen.
Look, obedience is the key.
Now, osutie e safwa.
You don't know the name people have given me. Because of what God is doing here. But do you know what I tell them? I say, it's not me.
I say, oh, I am me.
It's not me.
I am me.
It's just obedience. Obedience. God says, stay here in the gutter. Stay there. Stay there. Even if I should leave this place today, the Laliboja's name will still be in this area. I'm telling you, it will never vanish. I obey God, but it wasn't easy.
Please,
be careful how you interpret your situation.
Because
there is so much you don't know yet. Somebody should write it down for me. Somebody should write that down for me. Be careful how you interpret your current situation. Because there is so much you don't know yet. There is so much you don't know yet. Some of the things I've said to God, I always ask him to forgive me. I've said that you are wicked. But today I understand. I say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Say, Lord,
in this situation,
show me the dimension of you.
Show me the dimension of
what
you.
What you want me to know in my situation, let me
know.
Let me know in this situation. Let me know.
Let me know.
Let me know. The reason why you permitted this situation.
Let me know, Lord. Let me know, Lord.
Let me know. Let me know.
Let me know. Let me know the dimension, Lord. Let me know. Let me know, 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 Lord, let me know, 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 let me
amen. Say, Lord,
Lord,
any boundary,
any boundary,
any barrier,
any barrier,
any
obstacle
that is set,
that is set
against my now,
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 against my now.
Let your blood clear,
let your blood clear,
let the blood of Jesus clear,
let the blood of Jesus clear the boundary,
clear the boundary,
clear the barrier,
clear the obstacle
to my now,
to my now,
to my now.
Let the boundaries be removed.
Yes, let the boundaries be removed, Lord. Remove the boundaries, Lord. Scatter them, Lord. Scatter the boundaries. Scatter by fire. Let the boundaries be removed. Let the barriers be removed.
Let the
broken into my now. Let the boundaries be removed. Let the boundaries
be removed.
That should be removed.
Boundaries in my life.
Let the boundaries be removed. Lord, let the barriers be removed into my now. Kabo le braskaba, le baba kabo ramakaba, le braske reke reke. Let Le passé que requête que ba le bokaba la branda kama.
Amen. Most Sundays after church,
Pempis Quesera upon
some are bishops, some are founders,
some are apostles,
many titles. They come to me at the
office.
2, 3, 4. Man of God, can you talk to us about the ministry? How you are making it?
Send it to me.
After telling them just simple things, they will sit and be looking at
me.
They think I'm going to tell them big things. One guy was asking, did God call you?
Now,
what has He called you to do? Which people has He called you for? Which particular message has He given to you? What you are doing, is it God who asked you to do it? The guy got frozen in the seat.
They said, no, I
see they started shaking like,
I
thought you was going to have deliverance. After that, he put his hand in the pocket, removed some money, put them in the envelope.
Papa,
I am sowing this seed into your ministry. You just open my eyes. I said, but these are simple things.
Now, see,
people are running just by zeal.
Now,
they are running. Because they can preach. They can do this. So God has called me. So I do this. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord, I don't want to miss my way. I don't want to waste my time again. Please, Lord, help me. To redeem my time. To listen to you. Please help me. Anoint my spiritual ears. To hear you clearly. And obey your instructions. Because there is no more time. I don't want to waste time, Lord. I don't have time. My years of God are going. Please help me. Help me, Lord. Help me to hear you clearly,
Lord.
And to be obedient.
Amen.
God is going to compensate you.
Amen.
With acceleration.
Amen.
God is compensating you with acceleration.
Amen.
And with speed.
Amen.
For your time that is gone.
Amen.
For every delay in your life.
Amen.
From today I declare.
Amen.
Let every delay in the house.
Jesus,
let it be compensated.
Amen.
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 Every delay in the house.
Jesus,
let it be compensated.
Amen.
Let it be compensated.
Amen.
Let it be compensated.
Amen.
With acceleration.
Amen.
With speed.
Amen.
With acceleration.
Amen.
With speed.
Amen.
With acceleration.
Amen.
With speed.
Amen.
Anyone that has been trusting in the Lord.
Yes.
But does not understand why things are the way they are.
Let
God compensate you.
Amen.
Let the light of God begin to appear
Jesus
to you.
Name.
From today, things should be so clear to you. This should be so clear to you.
Amen.
This should be so clear to you.
Amen.
This should be so clear to you.
Amen.
you may not be able to wait.
Yes, oh Lord.
Like Professor Anthony D'Souza again. Because your yes may be gone.
Amen.
But I ask for that grace to come upon you. I ask for that grace to come upon you. Let the Lord anoint your spiritual ears.
Amen.
To hear him clearly.
Jesus.
To hear him clearly.
Amen.
To hear him clearly.
Amen.
Jojo. Savod. I am hearing that, so who can sing it, that every song? Mi de kwefa epe no kuto wo wo jojo asrafo. Do you know the meaning of the song? It was a waste for the soldiers who were guiding the tomb. They were guiding the tomb for Jesus not to resurrect. But before they realized, there was an earthquake. I hear the angels singing that song in heaven. I declare to you right now, any witch, any group that have plotted against your destiny, they have made a plan. They say over their dead bodies that you will never give that testimony. I declare, as Jesus Christ came out of the tomb, and those soldiers, they shook and they became like, they shook like us. Like dead men.
Dead men.
The same way,
Jesus,
those who have plotted against you, there is a shake-up. 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 Kapakara. Iprete korakata. Iprekete kepara. Those who can sing, let's sing it. Jojo
asrafu joyo
dolano mi de beba epenu kuto wo jojo asrafu joyo dolano mi de beba. There is a shake-up going on right now.
Yes, Lord.
Demons have been shaken.
Jesus.
Powers that are at your gate.
Jesus.
You had the prophecy that we should secure our gate. If you understand this song and how the angels are singing, waiting to hear bad news. They have wasted their time. God is shutting the mouths of the enemies in your life. I said, those who are waiting, anyone who has entered into a covenant with any shrine, with any power to say over my dead body, listen to me. They will witness your testimony, and after that they will die. They will witness your testimony. They will witness your testimony. They will celebrate your testimony. And after that, they will die. They will attend the party. The devil that God has set before you. They will be part of that celebration. And after they leave the party, they will not live long again. They will die. They will die.
because they have entered into a covenant over my dead body. Will this woman prosper? Over my dead body. Will this person give this testimony? Over my dead body. Will so, so and so happen? Because of that covenant, they will live. They will live. And celebrate your day. Celebrate your testimony. After that celebration, they will now die. They will now die.
Amen.
They will now die.
Jesus,
they will now die.
Jesus,
Shata Kabaya.
He
breaketo karaba shata.
He
breakete kebarado kasike teke. Beloved,
I don't know.
Don't let the devil use your past. To fight you. Don't give him the chance. Our team is accepted here for holiness. Holiness. Do you know why we need holiness? Holiness is not difficult. It is something we should desire. Because it is in holiness that you see God. That you be like God.
And I'll be saying, Yami.
It doesn't mean that you not make mistake or sin. But quickly let the Holy Spirit convict you. And especially when you are convicted. Or even when you are not and you realize that this violates the word of God. Go on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Genuinely. And I tell you, you begin to see things. You are living here right now with that voice in your life. There is a voice speaking right now. The voice is saying two things. The one thing you should check and the one thing you should do. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. Your testimony.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.